This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he will not sign a trade deal with China unless it's a very good deal. He made the comments Friday as he left the White House to tour tornado damage in the southern U.S. state of Alabama. United States and China have been bickering over tariffs since last year. The White House is planning a summit between Mr. Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Florida later this year. A trade dispute between the United States and China has begun to affect China's economic growth. President Trump says former lawyer Michael Cohen lied again to Congress when he said he did not ask for a presidential pardon. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Cohen told a House panel last week he never sought nor would accept a pardon from Trump, who calls that a stone-cold lie.
He's lied about a lot of things, but when he lied about the pardon, that was really a lie.
Later tweeting, he rejected a personal appeal from Cohen for a pardon, the strongest assertion yet that Cohen may have lied under oath. Cohen tweeted minutes later saying the president's the one who is lying. But his own lawyer says Cohen directed a previous attorney to explore a possible pardon with the Trump legal team. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump said that he would be very disappointed if North Korea is resuming nuclear testing after his recent meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump made the comments to reporters Friday as he prepared to travel to Alabama. North Korean state media said for the first time Friday that the summit made no advances and its people were blaming the U.S. for the lack of an agreement. Mr. Trump and Kim met last week in Vietnam in a summit that was meant to reach an agreement on North Korean nuclearization. The meeting did break down over an impasse over how many sites North Korea would actually shut down. It has been rumored that North Korea has reopened one of its nuclear sites. This is VOA News. Marches and protests were held Friday across the globe to mark International Women's Day under the slogan Balance for Better, with calls for a more gender-balanced world. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told a commemoration at UN headquarters in New York that remarkable progress on women's rights and leadership in recent decades has sparked a backlash from an entrenched patriarchy.
Gender equality is fundamentally a question of power. And we live still in a male-dominated world. And our male-dominated culture has ignored, silenced, and oppressed women for centuries, even millennia.
Millions of others around the world demanded equality amid the persistent salary gap, violence, and widespread inequality. The day, sponsored by the United Nations since 1975, celebrates women's achievements and aims to further their rights. Members of the U.S. women's national soccer team filed a discrimination lawsuit seeking pay that's equal to their male counterparts. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The women's team has kicked up its ongoing legal dispute with the Federation over equal pay and equal treatment by taking their case to federal court in Los Angeles. The current 28 players are alleging institutionalized gender discrimination. They say they make about a third of what the men's national team members are paid, despite the same job responsibilities. The women say at the World Cup in 2014, the men's team received a $5 million performance bonus, even though they were eliminated. The women won the next year in Canada, but they received $3 million less. A lawyer for the U.S. Soccer Federation says women can out-earn the men, and they receive more workplace benefits. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A week after U.S.-backed forces announced the start of their final assault on Islamic State territory in Syria, there's little the troops or the countries backing them can be sure of. Victory of the last remnant of the terror group's self-declared caliphate still seems inevitable. Has been delayed as a wave of humanity fled the ever-shrinking patch of land IS calls its own. In fact, just about the only thing anyone is almost sure of is what will not be found when the fighting is finally done. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday called Democratic lawmakers to vote on an anti-bigotry resolution and said that it was disgraceful because it didn't go far enough in condemning anti-Semitic comments. For the second time in as many months, the U.S. House of Representatives condemned hateful speech of all forms in an attempt by Democrats to end a controversy over one of their own members' remarks deemed anti-Semitic by many. Mr. Trump told reporters at the White House the controversy showed Democrats have become an anti-Israel party. He said they've become an anti-Jewish party, and that's bad. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.